following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, hi there, Refuge Daily. This is Mike Rogers on this thankful Thursday once again, meeting with you, and thanks for tuning in. Hoping you're going to have a totally blessed day if it's been good so far, and if it hasn't been so good so far, maybe it'll get better throughout this day. But thanks for listening in. I want to talk to you a little bit about the grass isn't always greener, or the grass is greener. That's something that has been on my mind a lot lately. The last time I was with you, I was in North Carolina, a little city called Surf City. Actually, just like Huntington Beach, it's called Surf City, but it was all the way across on the Atlantic coast. And today I'm here back on the Pacific coast in Sunset Beach. Beautiful, gorgeous day here in Southern California. We have a lot of those here, and I'm very thankful for that. The last time I was with you, my wife and I had been on this journey, kind of visiting family and friends throughout the states. We'd actually had been gone for 23 days. Really had a great time visiting with some awesome family members, some really cool friends that we've known through the years, and were able to spend some time with. So that was, I'm really grateful for that. We traveled through 8 different states, actually. That was quite interesting for us. We visited a lot of historical sites, and these historical sites that we visited, of course, on the East Coast there's quite a few of them, and we visited the ones that were more or less significant during the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, places like Williamsburg, Yorktown, Jamestown. Jamestown was really of interest to us. We spent a whole day there. And when we visited there, we were considering, it's considered to be the earliest settlement for people from Europe coming over to the North America. And those people settling there, they went through some significant trials. And they were doing it, best that we can tell, to seek out a better place, a greener pasture, so to speak, or thinking maybe the grass is greener on the other side in their case of the Atlantic Ocean, coming all that way. We don't know all the reasons why some of them came. In some of the cases, we do have journals that we can read that had been written, and why they actually had taken those risks. They were risking everything. They were risking their lives, their families' lives, all of their possessions and those kind of things. Some of them had to give up. And of course, some of them gave it all. They ended up not being able to survive the things that they had encountered coming to this unknown land. And some were just, like I said, some were just seeking greener grasses, as we often say. That saying, the grass is always greener on the other side, is something you probably heard before, maybe even had said before. And I was wondering myself, where did that actually come from and where did that start? So I Googled it, and of course, what I found was that we can trace it back all the way to the first century. There was a poet, in his poetry, his name was Ovid Naso, spelled N-A-S-O, he wrote in his poetry, translated into English, it said, "The harvest is always more fruitful in another man's field." Now that sounds a little bit different than we've come to know the grass is greener on the other side in some cases. It almost sounds like we could be referring to coveting another man's possessions or another man's field because the fruit is better over there. It's really more or less a statement. But we know what the Word of God says about covetousness and those kind of things, so we want to avoid that piece of it. But with respect to looking for a better opportunity and those kind of things, that's something that God would have us do, perhaps at times, rather than to always stay in place. But having considered that, and having had friends that, as I mentioned the last time, have left California, had decided that they wanted to pick up roots here, so to speak, and move to places like Texas, Tennessee, Idaho, Oklahoma, Arizona, a number of different places, Utah, Colorado, all those kind of places. I think that it's interesting to me the reasons why people will do those kind of things, for very good reasons oftentimes, hoping that they're seeking out God's will on that, of course, to see whether or not the grass is actually greener. But what they find out is something that we'll have to see. So you probably wonder, well, where's he going with this thought? Well, let me just share a little bit. As I said the last time, I believe that people are leaving California for really good reasons. I'm hoping that everybody who's doing it has sought out the Lord and what he's doing. I know I've sought out the Lord. Does he want me here? Does he want me to move? My wife and I are very blessed to be here and have most of our family here in California. So it would be very difficult for us to leave. And it would have to be very certain in our hearts that God, in our minds, that God makes it clear to us that he wants us to. But I don't see that for us at this point. And of course, time will tell for those who have moved away. And if we choose to do that, time will tell one way or the other whether or not it was God, or whether the grass was really greener or not, that kind of thing. So, but one thing I do know, that for me and my house and in my own front yard, my backyard, there's grass. And I think that if I don't water that grass, I know that if I don't water that grass, it's going to die. And so if you really want greener grass, I look at my neighbor's yard and I see that it's green, but I see what they do keep it green. They have to water it. They have to fertilize it. They have to de-weed, get out the weeds. It's a lot like that for me in my Christian walk, that if I don't water my walk with the Lord through his word, by reading his word, that oftentimes things will start to die off. The grass is definitely not going to get greener. It's going to get brown. And the other effect that has by not watering my walk with the Lord and through his word is the weeds come up. Those weeds start poking up, and those weeds will choke out some of the grass. So if I don't pull those weeds out, I'm going to need to deal with those things at some point later, and they're going to overtake the grass. So I think that's one of those things that, for me, as I consider that, I think about whether or not I should go or just to greener pastures, if the other side of the fence has greener grass. I'm thinking about, well, what about the side that I'm on right now? Am I watering? Am I doing what's necessary for me to grow in the Lord, to get those roots deeply planted, in healthy soil, and the healthy fruit that comes from that, we'll call it the grass in this case. That just brings up a subject that I wanted to share with you. Speaking of watering your life with the word and keeping your walk on lush green grass, we at Refuge are getting ready to kick off another season of Rooted, the ministry called Rooted, which is a 10-week course that we do with through using this book, 10 weeks of meeting together in small groups. That's getting ready to start up here in September. So I want to encourage you, if you're available, to be able to give your time to that and seek out the Lord and what he would have for you. It's an awesome opportunity to grow in the Lord. We're starting that up in September, as I said, mid-September. We're slotting the dates for September 16th to the November 11th. That's a 10 weeks. So what you do is you get together in small groups. You'll read that book with the daily devotions. There's 5 daily devotions a week in there. And get together and talk about it. One day out of the week, one night out of the week, you'll gather together in small groups of about 10 people or so, depending on how many people actually sign up for it. So I want to encourage you in that. People are learning to get rooted with their walk with the Lord. Many have come that were new in their walk, and some people in the mid, what we might call early on in their walk, and some people have been walking with the Lord for a long time that just wanted to enhance their walk. And so I want you to please be looking for the opportunity to sign up for that. We'll be putting out a link on the website here before too long. You can always check out the pages at refugefamily.com on our website and see when that will be happening and how you can register for that. We'll be making the announcements at church. I'm sure you'll be seeing some of that on the church bulletin, those kind of things. In the meantime, You may be looking for into greener grasses on the other side of the fence, but until God leads you to that journey, if He does lead you to that journey, continue to water the grass that's under your own feet, watering it with the Word of God and seeking His will for you. I pray, and I certainly understand for those who want to get out of California for various reasons, or just looking for another opportunity elsewhere where it is to buy a home or something like that. I just want to leave you with a couple of verses, or about three verses, that are from Psalm 23. And this is an encouragement to me. There's sweet verses in Psalm 23. In the New King James, it starts out with verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." And so I looked at the New Living Translation, which I often like to do. And the three verses there say, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I have all that I need." I like the way that's put. The reality is that God does give us all that we truly need. Some of our wants and our desires, He gives us those as well, but it's best to seek out what His will is for us and what His wants are for us. In verse 2 it says, "He lets me to rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams, and He renews my strength. He guides me along the right paths, bringing honor to His name." And so I just want to encourage you, if you're considering perhaps looking for greener pastures, whether it be a new job or just a new ministry that you want to get involved in, seek the Lord out in that, and perhaps He does have another place for you. But in the meantime, keep that water going, watering yourself, washing yourself with the Word of God, saturating yourself in the Word of God, seeking His will for you. I just would like to close with a little bit of prayer for you, and I'm going to ask, Father, you know, You are mighty and You know all things. You know what we need, and You know what's good for us and what's not. You know a better place for us and a better opportunity for us, or You know if you want us to stay right where we're at. I just ask, God, that You would lead us according to Your will in the name of Your Son, Jesus. And I want to thank you all for joining us again at Refuge Daily. Thank you, and have a blessed day. God bless you. This is Mike Rogers signing out.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.